So it's basically to find out how to help the district assembly to strengthen the district assembly. Because MSR is interested in agri, trying to see what are the challenges that the agri department faces in their engagement with the assembly, so that they can remove some of those challenges to make the district assembly more effective, to make the Department of Agri more effective. Because we know that you are under the assembly, you may not be having the lean way to be doing things you want. What are some of the challenges that you are facing? Is what I just want to
Okay. I think because basically me, I'm a private actor here.
Okay.
That's actually you make me angry.
Okay.
I do know some of the problems
okay.
they have.
Okay.
Because me, I'm apart from this, my farming activity.
Yeah.
But being part of this DV or
the DVCC.
Yeah. The best person is this. But because they are my brothers, I do understand. Their major problem is always that. They pass, all the NGOs passes their money through the district assembly check, a common, financial system. So before, sometimes they sit on it, but you have to do something. It is Ghana, you have to do something.
Yes.
The DC was, when the director was, he doesn't like your face, he moves inside.
Yes, exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
So I know basically those are, and when they write down the activities to go and work, it is at a pressure of agencies.
Yeah.
And if they give you the money, prep, you have to come and sit down and work. So you have to collapse some of the activities.
That is the point. Because my interaction with them is basically this.
Yes. So when they were even talking about this, you know, I asked a guy that I was there, somebody called me from Accra. I work with USAID.
Yeah.
So, and I said, somebody called me from Accra. And he was the first person that I heard of market system resilience. And I said, I don't know. He said, they are consultants. And they want me to apply. Before I went to Google to see what was really there. So I called Igni.
Okay.
And he said you cannot apply that. Well, I saw the template that is in front of me. Then he said, okay, I cannot do that unless I come and see for some reason. I'm not able to get it. Every time, they are only.
Yeah, yeah. That's
why it's difficult. I don't know.
People want
to manage it. So I think they have to look at their freedom. The same time, they designed this thing to forestall smart. But just forestall this thing, you can't do anything about it. Look, we have this shopping project.
Mm-hmm.
We are all involved in that.
Yeah.
A lot of them are going to collect the materials and go and sell.
It's a human factor.
But I was asking that you have a lot of machine. For your people, you don't come into mechanized agriculture. Those are the things which are disturbing farmers.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a tractor, if you have your sheller,
mm-hmm.
if you have your planters, then your boom sprayer, you are done. Four things. Then you can use motor bike to go. You are done. But all the money they are spending on this value chain, they are, on this marketing they are talking about. You see, they were talking about fixing the price in the districts. Unless you are able to do it. The point is that currently, as we are sitting, I am an aggregator. I farm too. We have a lot of soybean stored up down. It's now up to 400 and something. But if you look at the cost of production, you can't break it. And still, the 470, they are not buying. You know why? Because the Indians and the Chinese, they were buying, so it was going up. Then government said no, and they sacked them. Yeah, rich man. Hey, Akana. They have never quarrel with Mahamasha. No pagan man. I don't know what that is. I don't know much of that. They tell her something. So, those are the problems. But you're supposed to do consultancy for them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. I'm getting big money, so.
Chief, let me leave you to go and see the person.
Okay.